So speaking to Jeremy Loon, Prospect Hospice CEO, Jeremy, some fantastic news has come out this week. Can you share that with us?
I can indeed. It almost seems slightly unreal. We have only had 6 of the 12 beds that we need open for the last few years due to the funding model that's been often discussed. We have now announced that we are going to be opening 3 more beds, taking that capacity from 6 to 9 in our inpatient unit. And that is thanks to the generosity of our community. It is incredible news.
So the community have fundraised more money to be able to pay for more beds. Is that basically the story?
That is it, plain and simple. We're still campaigning for the funding model to change. It hasn't gone up in many, many years, and that's been the same for many hospices. We've all been impacted by cost of living over recent years. We have to put the lights on, we have to buy food for our patients, we have to pay my brilliant colleagues' salaries and so on. The cost of all of those things has gone up, but the funding from the NHS hasn't gone up to match them. This year is the perfect example of that. At the start of the year, we had our cost of living increase from the NHS on our contract. It was 0.7%. Inflation at that moment was running at 3%. So Instantly, that's a drop in real terms. So long story short, we've only been able to do this with our community. And that's people taking stuff into our shops or buying stuff from our shops. It's people buying the lottery tickets. It's corporate support. It's people like the Old Town business community running events where people are allowed to shake the buckets for Prospect Hospice. It is everything. In the last financial year, every single stream of fundraising income through all those channels broke every record in our 46-year history. The only thing that hasn't gone up accordingly is the statutory funding. So because we're so confident, and we can't be complacent, we're so confident in that support, this is the difference it's made. We're able to open 3 more beds, which will mean 90 more patients every year will be spending their final days at their place of choice rather than potentially in a corridor at Great Western Hospital, which is such a wonderful thing. That's inspiration on every level. What a wonderful community.
It's a fantastic piece of news. I certainly agree. How much more has been fundraised for you to be able to make this decision to open 3 more beds?
Well, last year we did get some money from the government, the capital funding, but which all hospices had, but that couldn't be spent on staff. And actually our heating system packed up and the roof got damaged in one of the storms. That paid for that. We ended up last year, we had a budgeted deficit of about £800,000. We ended up with a £400,000 surplus, but £600,000 of that was from the government, this one-off capital funding. So actually, we ended up over £500,000 ahead of where we were anticipating to be. This year, we've just done our reforecast, and we're looking as though we're going to be ahead of the curve again. So we are now, rather than sitting on reserves, we're going to spend that money on what it's meant to be spent on. So the cost of opening the extra 3 beds is going to be around about £300,000 a year. And we've obviously had to really look at the next few years to check that's sustainable. And there's so much uncertainty in the world, as everyone will know, in terms of inflation and the oil price and so on. But that £300,000, we've taken a proposal to our board of trustees who've approved it. They can see that, of course, there is uncertainty in the world, but it's sustainable for the forthcoming years. So that £300,000, and next year it will be a bit more than that with the cost of living and so on. We want to pay our nurses the same as they're paid in the NHS. And all of these things, obviously, they create the case for the funding model to change. But at the moment, that extra £500,000 last year came from our community, which is incredible. And now we're spending it on the things that we should be spending on in a year when 60% of English adult hospices have had to cut services. That community meant we were stable, and now we're growing, which is just, well, I'm sure you can hear, so I struggle to find the words to articulate my gratitude for that.
So an amazing next step, opening 3 more beds. Where is the next step for you if Swindon continues to fundraise for Prospect Hospice? What's the capacity, and therefore what's the extra cost in delivering that long term?
Well, it's quite complex that we could potentially open three more beds if we got some more money. With the economy of scale, it wouldn't be as expensive to open the next three beds, which would truly meet the needs of the population. But as many people realise, 90% of our care is given out in the community, and that's integral to the future of the NHS, where the three pillars of their Fit for Future survival plan is from hospital to community. The more support people can be given in their homes and in the community, the pressure it takes off the system, the patients have choice. We'd like to grow our hospice at home service, but at the moment there's a lot of uncertainty with the restructuring of the NHS. So while we've got ideas and plans, what we don't want to do is bring those plans to fruition and then find out that some of the NHS stakeholders are already doing that. There's so much uncertainty, and we really feel for the people going through that uncertainty in the NHS. Their jobs are insecure and so on. So we would like to grow those prospects, support at home services, but there's just uncertainty on that. So at the moment, the beds are something that is completely unique to us. We know the difference they make. So really, for now, if things continue as they are, we'll be able to maintain those beds. If we can get more income and more funding, we would then potentially be able to open more beds. And also, as the outside world of other healthcare providers becomes clearer, we'll be able to invest in more prospects at home, more therapy, more family support for people and families who... Well, it's the people at the end of their lives and their families. So family support is obvious. Bereavement counselling and support is really important. Occupational, the physical therapy is something that people don't realise we do. When people's health is diminishing, they're becoming increasingly frail at end of life. We help them move around the house and things like that, maintain their dignity and take the pressure off their family as carers. So all of those things, we would love to grow all of them. But at the moment, there's just so much uncertainty in who else is doing those things, if that makes sense.
Sure. So of the extra $500,000 that's been raised by the community, can you think of a couple of particular examples of some great fundraising initiatives that you've seen or witnessed or been visited to that deserve a bit of a shout out for their efforts this year?
I think probably the Men's Walk to Support was a big breakthrough, where that was in partnership with Swindon Town, and a lot of local businesses sponsored that event. That was the first time we'd done a men's walk, and that brought in, as basically a trial event, that brought in £83,000. That was incredible, and that's going to become an annual event. There's a secondary benefit for that, for men talking about grief and complex emotion as well. That was huge. I think our shops, we're about to open a shop in Watchfield, and that's our first shop opening for a couple of years. In challenging times for all retail, and particularly charity retail, our shops this year are 11% up on last year, which is really bucking a trend in a very positive way. So I think retail is something that everyone benefits from. People can buy affordable clothing, sustainable fashion, all those things. So I think that those are two examples. There are just so many, though. It's every pound that goes into the tin contributes and makes a difference.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing this with us today, and much luck and continued success for fundraising for Prospect into the Future to open more beds and provide better, even greater levels of Prospect at Home services you've talked about.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank every single person that's contributed to this hugely positive step forward.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.